We live in an increasingly interconnected world. There are now smart fridges that order your shopping when certain foods run low, and even intelligent pills that will tell the doctor when you swallowed them. Now, the UK's Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council have funded a £1.5 million project to get products, production lines, and manufacturers talking to each other. And angel investor Peter Cowley has been taking a look at what they're planning. So, Peter, this phrase chatty factories is being bandied about. Can you tell us what is a chatty factory?
Hello, Katie. Yes, a chatty factory, I think, is a term that's been produced from this grant. As you say, it's a grant done by academics throughout the UK. Chatty factory in that the product will chat back to the factory. So let's just explain that. The ability for a product, once it left the factory, to chat back needs some sensors and it needs some connectivity. So the sensors could be strain gauges, they could be temperature, could be humidity, etc., could be location even. And that data is then passed back from the device, whatever it is, consumer device or industrial device, back to the factory. The factory will then use that information to make modifications to the process to improve the product as it moves out of the factory. Now, how long that feedback loop is, I'm not sure, but it effectively almost could happen instantaneously. So something happens out in the field and minor change is made to the process.
This is through the Internet of Things, right?
Correct. We've had our desktop computers connected for, 30 years, 40 years. We've had our mobile phones connected for 10 or 15 years. This is where it's not a mobile phone, it's a thing. And these things can be very small. They can be almost invisible.
Okay, well, can you give us an example of what type of product might be hooked up to this feedback cycle?
Yeah, so the example given in the press release to do with this grant is a bike helmet. So you imagine a push bike helmet that has sensors on it. Those sensors could then detect something has happened, possibly it was dropped, possibly the temperature was too low or too high, and pass that back to the factory. So the factory could then change something. Now, it's unlikely they'll actually change the design, but they might change the process. So it might change the material, it might change the curing temperature, it might change whatever.
So is this changing something that is then going to be applicable to literally that product, that say my bicycle helmet, or is it for future designs of that same helmet that are going to be making their way into the stores?
Good question. No, it won't change the helmet you've got on your head, but what it will do is change the next ones that come out of the factory, either that maybe even the same day or over the next few weeks or months. Can I just point out, though, that the bike helmet's not a very expensive product, tens of pounds, and the actual cost of manufacture is a quarter of that. So adding sensors to a bike helmet, I'm not sure makes that much sense.
That seems a relatively simple thing to do. This grant is quite large, £1.5 million. Why do they need that much money?
It's being spread between five research departments in five different universities. So they obviously have to be working together. It'll be used primarily not for the sensing, I suspect, but for the processing of the data. So the reason that it's so relevant and connecting products back into the factory, I had a car in the early 80s that would actually tell through the garage what was wrong with the car, not connected in real time, but would tell that. What's enabled this is Internet of Things, which are coming on rapidly, and also big data crunching, machine learning, deep learning.
What's the motivation for this? Is this we want to improve our products and ultimately make more money? Is there another motivation?
There will be a number of motivations, because this process within factories has been going on for decades to some extent. More reliable products, so therefore the warranty claims will be less. The consumer will feel happier about it because things won't be breaking. Also, the factories will be able to produce less of something that's not selling very well, possibly because of usage. The bike helmet's a bad example there, but I found an example where, for instance, adjusting clutch pedals, there's some regions of the world don't ever adjust their pedals on a car. So if that could be fed back to the factory, they wouldn't offer that product in the future.
Oh, I see, because you know how much it's being used, and if it's not being used very much, you can just take it out.
Correct.
What about this data? Companies have this data, your usage data on products. Is there a question around the security of that data?
There is with any interconnected devices. So it's not just the companies having that, and you sort of trust that the company you buy from will look after it. It's the connectivity back to that factory. So it's what between the device, which might be a home or whatever, and going back to the factory, if that's intercepted. Now, there's actually part of the grant specifies that. They definitely will be addressing that security of data. The whole world is moving that direction. We're all worried about our data leaking.
Peter Cowley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Katie.